entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dame Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody. Hi, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you as we do every week at this time at 9 Central, and we'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this January 23rd, 2011. And I don't know if the playoffs are over, but those games were over before they even started. So we need to focus on this show on what's important. Tonight, we're going to be joined by a scientist, and her name is Lorin Murray. And Lorin is a frequent talk show host guest. I've heard her several times. And what she's going to tell you about water, radiation in the public, and something called the dime effect. And also, we're going to explore cell phone radiation effects on the brain. What she's going to tell you is probably going to rock all of our worlds. In fact, I'm learning to hold my cell phone at a distance, and the earpiece I don't think does much good from what I'm reading because it goes right into the ear canal. But anyway, we're going to be exploring that, and in just a moment, we're going to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and talk to our news director, Annie DeRiso. But first, let me talk about some of the exciting programming we have coming up here on the Common Sense Show in the upcoming weeks. Next week, we're going to be joined by two people on the ground from the Gulf. And by on the ground, I mean people like you and I who are living this toxic holocaust in the Gulf Coast region, courtesy of BP, FEMA, and the rest of the federal government, including our anointed Emperor Barack Obama. And I've said many times that it's not over in the Gulf. Well, it's more than not over. The horrors are compounding down there. And our guests, Vicky Perrin and Kendra Arneson, are going to be sharing the stories that are actually taking place that the mainstream media refuses to cover. So that's next week. The following week, we're going to have on famous author, sorry about that, Jim Mars, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics from the poisoning of John Wilkes Booth by Jesse James. Oh, yes, you heard that correct. Jim is hot on that trail. We're also going to be talking about what Jim knows about FEMA camps. And we've got a surprise topic for you. And on the 13th, we're going to be talking about something that should concern all of us. We're going to be talking to noted climatologist Robert Felix as we discuss the ice age that he believes is already underway. And if you're looking at the weather around the country with snow on the ground in 49 states and has been for some time, he makes a compelling argument. Well, let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director, Annie DeRiso, to the airwaves. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Well, hi, Professor. How are you doing?
Yes, Professor.
Why don't you call yourself Professor? You are a professor.
I am a professor. That is true. I am also a coach, and I'm very proud of those endeavors. But here, I try to be a purveyor of information. I try to provide a show that is a lightning rod, a gathering point, for information you're not going to get in the mainstream media, but information that matters to our daily lives, and in some cases, even to our survival.
Yes.
Well, Jane, I have to tell you something. I'm going to catch you off guard with something, and you have to say,
uh-oh.
I don't do that very often. But do you want proof that our emails are polled? You know, we had talked about Bill Pollack on this show, and Bill has a tell-all with Stephen Greer that we've referred the listening audience to up on YouTube. And as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, Bill and I were very close friends and confidants, and Bill was the significant other of Annie before his tragic passing, much too soon, in 2007. Well, 2 days ago, I received an email from Bill Pollack.
What?
Yes, I received an email from Bill Pollack. And no, this isn't going to go strange on you, Annie. I didn't get it from the great beyond. The email was sent to me from Bill, and it was about the North American Union Codex, and it was dated September of 2005. And after the show, Annie, I'll forward that to you. Another email poll that I never got, courtesy of the NSA. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be with Lynn Murray and talk about all things water in the first hour, and we'll invite your phone calls as well.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everybody, and I'd like to follow up on that email that I got from the late Bill Pollack. Annie, if you don't mind, I'm sure, Annie, you're probably still in some kind of state of shock, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am, because I know, Annie, I remember that you really struggled with deactivating Bill's account, you know, following his passing, and you deactivated that account, I believe, in late 2007, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. The email that I got was 2005, and I thought, I know you'd had computer problems, and my first thought when I looked at the email from William Pollack was that, oh, gee, Annie must have pulled out Bill's old computer and using that and then working off his email, and I thought, oh, wait a minute now, she canceled that email. So I looked at the topic, and it was sensitive things on the SPP, North American Union. And this is when it was secretive, not secret, but secretive, back in 2005. So that email got held for 6 years, Annie. 6 years before it was forwarded to me.
And you were so far ahead.
Yes. Well, this is the longest. When we were in our fight against Senator McCain over property rights here, something we've chronicled on this show a number of times. Our emails between the leadership of our organization, the Arizona Coalition to Protect Personal Property Rights, were routinely being pulled and being held for 72 to 96 hours before they were forwarded. And we had several instances of this, but nothing that took 6 years. So yeah. I'm still aghast. And Annie, I just have been so busy this week, I haven't had a chance in the last 2 days to forward this to you, but I certainly will after the show. But it just goes to show you, our friends at the NSA, they don't steal, they only borrow. So thanks, guys, for forwarding me Bill's email. Anyway, our guest this evening for the balance of the show is a scientist who was formerly with Lawrence Livermore Labs, and her name is Lorraine Murray. And I first saw Lorraine on television on the Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Theory Show. And then I began to do some research on some of her work because I was so impressed with what I saw. And she's in a number of appearances, and I thought she would make a terrific guest. Since that time, we've had a few conversations, and I have to tell the listening audience, Annie, that they're really in for not just a treat, but a frightening treat, because what Lorraine Murray has to say is well documented. She has sent me lots of documentation on what she's going to talk about tonight. And it's downright scary, although I don't think anyone will be surprised who listens to this show regularly about what our friends at the Fed are up to. But Lorraine Murray is a uranium worldwide recognized expert on uranium. She's also an expert on radiation on public health. She's become an expert on drinking water, and specifically what's in bottled water and what's happening to our water supplies, as well as what's going on with our cell phones and how they pose a significant health risk. So without further ado, let's welcome Lorraine Murray to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Lorraine. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good evening. Thank you very much for having me on and covering this lovely topic.
I don't know if I would call it lovely, but we had, and I'm going to set the stage, and I don't make it a habit, as my listening audience knows, to ever denigrate a guest that I have on the show, but we had a gentleman on from the U of A Law School, a professor last week, and I went back and I watched the Jesse Ventura episode, and I had asked him this question based on a statement he made on Jesse's show, and he was on the same show you were on, mm-hmm. Robert Glennon, and when he said that if you want to find out about water being taken out of the country, he told Jesse Ventura to go to Michigan, and then you were interviewed later on in that same show. And when we had Robert on the show, he denied knowing of any water being taken out of the country, but you know something to the contrary, don't you?
Yeah, it was actually Minnesota.
Yes, well, the Great Lakes, yes.
The Great Lakes, right. It's Michigan and Minnesota. And, yeah, of course they're doing it, and much worse things. It's a global water grab, because water now is a fast diminishing entity or necessary component of the all living things, and so countries are moving out and grabbing water from other countries and even from the United States.
And what's behind this?
Well, it's positioning to make sure that you have adequate water supplies for your own population.
Yes. Annie, do you remember when we had Captain Sweeney on? Why don't you tell the listening audience and Lorraine a little bit about what Captain Sweeney said about India?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about the Alaskan glacial water.
Mm-hmm.
That was being sent to India. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard about that, but it is going to China, and that is extremely pure and pristine water. It's millions and hundreds of thousands of years old. And
who's making the money on that?
Well, the Nestle company is one of them. It's transnational companies, and it's China. I don't know what companies in China are doing it, but I know it's going to China.
But
maybe
it's the
Nestle
taxpayers'
is doing
water.
It. I'm sorry, what?
But it's the taxpayers' water. So
well,
the corporations get paid for it.
It's all living things occupying the continental United States. That
this is true.
It's their water. It's the plants. It's the bacteria. It's the biosphere. It's the people. It's the wildlife. It's that's our water. That's millions of years old, and it takes millions of years to recharge groundwater. It's another mineral wealth, but we can't live without it. We can live without coal. We can live without gold. We can live without iron and other things that they mine, but we cannot live without water.
Well, you know, formerly, Lorraine, I think our leaders looked at water as a resource and a right to the public, and now it's increasingly being looked at as a commodity, isn't it?
And it's also been weaponized because they're deliberately putting toxins in it that dumb down people. They're putting fluoride and lithium in, and those are neurotoxins in the human brain. And fluoride has been put in water by Asian leaders for decades to subdue the civilian population. The Nazis
yes.
also put fluoride into the drinking water of the slave camps where they had slave labor. And I know lithium is used as a bipolar medication to flatten out the extreme mood swings and everything.
Well,
so,
doesn't it induce docility?
Yeah,
yes.
It has the same effect. So,
but now certain areas of the country naturally have lithium in the water. So you're saying that they're adding more lithium
yes.
to bottled water, to water that comes out of your tap, or?
Both.
Interesting. Well, it's true that bottled water, and one of the things that Robert Glennon did talk about that I happen to know is true, is that bottled water is totally unregulated by the FDA, isn't it?
I guess it is. I know that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, tested 25 brands of bottled water, and they reported that most of them, almost all of them, exceeded the EPA drinking water standards in contaminants such as mercury, thallium, and thorium. And thorium is a radioactive nuclide. It's an radioactive isotope. And so those cause liver and kidney damage, but they also cause lung and pancreatic cancer.
Is that what the isotope does to you? Is it causes that kind of cancer?
Thorium, I don't know right this second. I could look it up, but I can look it up on a break. But also, the Goethe Institute in Germany tested the plastic in water bottles and reported that they have estrogenic chemicals in them.
Oh, my.
So that is altering the estrogen and the hormones in people drinking out of plastic bottles.
Look,
now,
before we go there, Lorraine, can we just back up for a second? Because
sure.
isn't it true that what's being put in the bottled water is not happening in this country? The water is being taken from here to a place like China where they're basically putting the poison stuff in. Is that your understanding?
It's unclear who is putting it into the bottled water. The U.S. government is putting fluoride and lithium into public drinking water
yes.
sources.
Yes. What are these Sprag bags that I hear about?
Could I just finish that?
I'm sorry.
Now I've forgotten. Could you ask me the question again?
what I'm wondering is I don't think this stuff is going into the water necessarily here. Isn't the water being bottled in places like China? And the water is being sent to China via Sprag bags?
The Nestle company has a bottle watering plant, a water bottling plant in Minnesota. And it's some distance, a mile in miles from the Great Lake. And so what they're doing is they are pumping out pristine ancient water from the groundwater. And it is pulling the Great Lake water into replace what they're pumping out. And so what they're doing is pumping out the champagne, and they are bottling it there because there is no oversight or export-import laws on bottled water. And there's no oversight or anything. But
okay.
what they're doing is pulling that Great Lake water, which is contaminated with radiation from the Manhattan Project, which was conducted around Niagara Falls. It's contaminated with all kinds of chemicals. Their nuclear power plants contaminating it. And so they're...
Okay, we're going to have to hold it right there, Lorraine. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick it up there and tie all this together. It's fascinating. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everybody, and joining us this evening is our special guest, former scientist at Lawrence Livermore Labs, Lorraine Murray, and we're talking about the content of water, and we're also talking about the theft of water. And Lorraine, is China a central feature in both of those issues?
Yeah, and I just wanted to finish what I was saying.
Sure.
About Minnesota and the Nestle bottling plant. There's no restriction, there's no oversight, there's nothing on bottled water, so Nestle is pumping out our water that's like champagne and putting it into bottles and selling it all over the world. And what they're doing is pulling in the polluted water from the Great Lakes that is polluted with chemicals, with industries around the Great Lakes dumping waste into the water, nuclear power plants on the Great Lakes, and then the radioactive pollution from the Manhattan Project, which was carried out at Niagara Falls. So what they're doing is stealing the champagne, and they are leaving toilet water for the Americans to drink, the American public. Now, China is taking, it's been reported that China has been taking Arctic water from the Alaska region, and that would be very old ice. And it's very pure, very high quality, and they are towing it apparently in Sprague bags, which are, you can tow 50 giant 500-foot bags by a tug across the ocean. And they have, what makes them unique is that Mr. Sprague invented a zip bag connection so that you can zip them together. And they have 8 million gallons of water in them, which is a lot. But they can also be designed for any size, specific to the delivery specifications. Now, China is already building dams on the Mekong, which goes down into Vietnam, and they are now building dams in Tibet on the Brahmaputra, the headwaters of the Brahmaputra. And so that will be restricting water to Vietnam and to India that is badly needed by those countries. The Nestle Corporation, also what China is doing is taking water over to China because the five dam project, which they built, a huge engineering project to dam five rivers at one point, prevents those rivers from recharging their groundwater downriver. So they are taking water over and pumping it into the groundwater that is the groundwater areas that are depleted, and just storing our water, our Alaskan water, and probably from other countries too, in their, we should say, undernourished water aquifers in China. Now, we owe China an awful lot of money, and so I'm sure that the U.S. government is not exactly reluctant to be allowing China to come over and help themselves to our water. But I can assure you, we need it, and it's not going to be replenished, and it takes millions of years to recharge those aquifers, and who knows what the water quality will be from now on because of the global pollution with, there's uranium in drinking water all over the world. I plotted it on a graph in the Los Angeles drinking water. The uranium levels have been measured in their annual reports. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has been reporting the uranium levels. It's depleted uranium from Iraq and Afghanistan in our drinking water. And if it's in the Los Angeles drinking water and uranium is in the British atmosphere, it takes 7 to 9 days or 10 days to get over here from Afghanistan and Iraq, and about the same amount of time to travel on air currents from Afghanistan and Iraq to Britain. And, of course, it's contaminating everything in between, all the people, the countries, the drinking water, the food supplies, the blood, everything. So these are not lighthearted issues. This is nothing to take lightly. This is extremely, extremely important. And what's happening is uranium is an estrogen and a hormone disruptor. And the effects are already noticeable in Los Angeles because the boys in the elementary schools and kindergarten are disappearing. The female school child population is expanding, and the male population is diminishing. And in some classes, even one of the photographers, the videographers who did that interview of me for the Jesse Ventura show, he looked at me in horror. He said, "I have two little girls." You're right. There are hardly any boys in their classes in Los Angeles. So these are very serious global issues that are happening. And
it's been going on for some time, Lorraine, because I recall 8 to 10 years ago, the media was filled with stories about male sperm counts being down 50%, and I suspect this is related to what you're talking about.
It is.
We're up against the break, and we come back. We're going to continue to paint this picture, and folks, it gets pretty grim. I'm warning you. Stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Our special guest this evening is Loren Murray, and we're talking at the moment about water. And Loren, it looks to me like the picture we painted here in the first segment is that water is being stolen from the American people without proper compensation, and in return, we're being poisoned with second-rate water that is being fed back to us.
That's right. Now, let's look at the incentive. The bottled water industry in the U.S. is an $8 billion a year industry. $8 billion, that is a lot of money. And the U.S. bottled 7 billion gallons in 2005 alone. Now, this is just U.S. tap water, which is cost less than 1 cent a bottle, that is being sold for $2 a bottle, 25 cents to $2 a bottle. And 90% of the cost of bottling water is not the water, it's the plastic and the marketing and things like that. So what they're just doing is taking our tap water, filtering it. They also carbonate it. They can distill it and deionize it as well, but mostly it's just filtered, put in plastic bottles, and then it's sold 10,000 times higher in terms of the cost to us than tap water. We can filter it ourselves. We don't need to buy it in bottles, and we can bottle it ourselves. They're also using chlorine as a disinfectant, and any time chlorine is present, dioxins always form. So they're just ripping us off, poisoning us. The water is being weaponized in the U.S., just like the electromagnetic spectrum and the energy grid. And I'm telling you, there just isn't any technology they're not targeting us with. Our children, the unborn, the airport scanners, the cell phones, these are all having very subtle and very deadly biological effects along with water. So the best thing to do is to inform people about it. Right now, the U.S., Mexico, China, and Brazil are the biggest consumers of bottled water, at least with Nestle, and, other water companies, too, bottled water companies. And just between 1990 and 2005, the industry grew four times. That is a huge growth industry in 15 years. Now, Nestle has gone to Pakistan, and Nestle is a transnational, huge company based in Switzerland with their fingers in many, many pies. And so they've gone to Pakistan. They have introduced bottled water as a pathway for Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Evian water, and other very expensive drinks that those people don't need to be spending the little money they have on our capitalistic corporate scams. So
you mean other than NutraSweet, we're looking at our sodas is also being poisoned in the same way?
Well, sure, with aspartame, and sugar's a poison. Sugar's a poison. And not only that, the lithium that they're putting in drinking water does endocrine system damage, which means it causes thyroid problems. So of all of the illnesses caused by the lithium effect, 50% are goiter, which is a damage to the thyroid. 20 to 30% is hypothyroidism. And there is also chronic autoimmune thyroiditis and hyperthyroidism, which causes weight gain, hair loss, and a lot of other effects throughout the body. You can't damage the thyroid without damaging the function of other parts of the body, as well as damaging the development of the brain in the developing fetus, because the thyroid sends signals to the mother's brain, and the mother's brain sends signals to the fetus.
Yes.
And controls the development of the brain in the fetus. So I would say, really, Dave, the main target now is the unborn child.
For what purpose? What is the underlying agenda for all this abuse?
Well, they really want to wipe out the middle class. They want to destroy the intelligentsia. They want to establish two classes globally, a ruling elite, and I mean, look at all the number of billionaires now. We used to hear about millionaires. Well, now it's an epidemic of billionaires. And I looked up about 150 billionaires. I found a list of the top 150 billionaires. Almost all of them made their money on cell phone companies. And they are, if they have more, somebody else has to have less. And basically, they're stealing the money from the middle class. The poor don't have that much to steal, but they're still stealing what little they have and concentrating the wealth upwards. So we're being pushed down into poverty, into the poverty class. That's the middle class. They did it in Mexico 20 or 30 years ago. They're doing it in the U.S. now, and it's happening very rapidly. Have you noticed?
Well, yeah, I've noticed. In fact, where I live here in Arizona, the Arizona Republic liberal rag that it is actually did a piece today, and they're starting a six-part series on the elimination of the middle class and the standard of living, and it's going to stay this way for some time. So not only are they doing it, it seems to be they're advertising it.
They're also advertising it. They're just going, they're just right in our faces, waving it at us and laughing. And it's very upsetting. It's extremely disturbing to see this happen. One of the problems is that much of the leadership today in corporations and in government, they're psychopaths and they're sociopaths. And I think something like 50% of the leadership in American corporations are psychopaths and sociopaths. So you have all these crazy people who are completely detached from humanity, from themselves, from each other, from their own families, making these decisions. The immense power and the access to tremendous amounts of money that they have is horrifying, because they're affecting millions and millions of people. They're not only affecting adults today and children today, they're affecting future generations. And it doesn't look too good for humanity. This is a non-sustainable path that we're on, and a lot of people are going to get hurt. Fortunately, President Putin of Russia said they're going to try this. He said, but it will never work. A lot of people are going to be damaged and be hurt and will die, but it's a non-sustainable scheme, and eventually it will fail.
Well, what will fail?
The scheme to create two classes and a world government, and what they're doing with all of this weaponization of the environment that we live in, and the electricity grid and the water and things that we need, poisoning the air. Eventually, the environment is going to collapse. It's slowly collapsing now, and we can't be any healthier than the health of the environment, because we drink the water, we breathe the air, we eat food from the soil, and if that is all contaminated, we're going to be contaminated too.
Well, so I agree.
Scheme to make one world government and to control the whole world and everybody on the planet from London is just totally, vastly, outrageously, an insane scheme.
Well, it is an insane scheme, but I can see how water is going to be used to help pull this off, because I know for a fact that in China, they've built an elaborate system of dams, and they use water to control the population that doesn't fall into line, because there's not enough enforcement officials to basically make these numerous Chinese people behave. And in this country, it looks like the same pattern is forming. And the reason I say this, the Great Lakes is diminishing in capacity. Where I live in Arizona, and Lake Mead that supplies the entire Southwest, including Southern California, that is also diminishing. We're down 40% in Lake Mead. It looks to me like this water is being drained intentionally. They're making money off the process by selling it back to us when it's poison. But I think they're going to use water to control us. I mean, are we going to follow the Chinese model?
They're using everything as a weapon. They're using food, water. You know, Henry Kissinger said, he who controls the food controls a nation. He who controls the energy controls a region. He who controls the money controls the whole world. And what we see is this alliance now in the marriage between Prince William, Queen Elizabeth's son, and Kate Middleton. Now, Prince William is the bloodlines of the Stuarts, who were the rulers of England after the Tudors, after Queen Elizabeth I, and the Windsors, and now Kate Middleton. Her mother is a goldsmith, which the goldsmiths are part of the City of London Rothschild bloodlines. And so now they're weaving the City of London banker bloodline into the Windsors and the Tudors. It's a grand plan. It's a huge scheme. And these are bloodlines of criminal family syndicates. Some of them are very, very old, and some of them are much newer. The Bushes and the Cheneys and the Rumsfelds, they're just talking heads for these ancient criminal bloodlines, and they just keep going. They just keep chugging. They just keep intermarrying, And all of this is made possible only because scientists have created it for them. It is the misapplication of science to benefit a few and damage the many who are also forced to pay for the research that they're being genocided with. So the whole economic model is based on murder, genocide, mayhem, homicide, suicide. It's a totally, totally negative energy system that it seems to keep going and damaging a lot of people. And before the age of exploration, when the European countries went around the world and stole everything and genocided indigenous people in order to steal their minerals and their land and so forth, countries, great civilizations for 5 or 10,000 years in Asia and the Middle East and North Africa, they traded peacefully. They created wealth for everyone. Instead of spending money on wars so that you could steal stuff and destroy things, they created new wealth. Stealing and raping and pillaging and destroying never creates wealth. It only allows you to steal what has been created. We have a totally backward model. It's non-sustainable, and it's just destroying the whole planet.
Let me ask the common sense question, Lorraine. Okay, so we're being poisoned. I get that. I understand our fertility is being cut. I understand why. It's just part of a mass eugenics program. But aren't the elite who are behind this, don't they drink much of the same water, conserve the same food?
Oh, they don't care. They don't care. I can give some examples. President Kennedy was so concerned about American children and babies dying from nuclear bomb testing radiation that he was desperate to get the Senate to ratify the Partial Test Ban Treaty in 1963, which he did succeed in getting that passed, and he signed it into law, and that ended Russian, British, and U.S. nuclear bomb tests in the atmosphere. Now, that was a Catholic man, and the men who have been most concerned about the children in the 10 years that I've been working on this issue were Catholic men. George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush had 6 children. They are part of the Wall Street establishment that are stepchildren to the City of London establishment. And George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush had 6 children who were brain damaged from nuclear bomb testing exposure. And one of them was a toddler daughter named Robin. Robin got leukemia from nuclear bomb test exposure, and Barbara and George took her to Walter Reed Military Hospital in Maryland, and they sat with her in her room on the day that she died. When she died, they got up, walked out of the room, and went off and played golf the rest of the day, and they never buried her. Her grandmother, Barbara Bush's mother, buried that little girl 2.5 years later. Now, the radiation that I mentioned, the uranium in the atmosphere in England, during the very, very heavy bombing period when in Afghanistan and Iraq from 2002 through 2004, Gordon Brown, who was the prime minister, his wife was pregnant twice, and David Cameron, who is the prime minister now, his wife was pregnant twice, and out of the 4 babies that were born to those 2 prime ministers, 3 of them were born with terminal illnesses from exposure in utero to depleted uranium. And what I've always said is the children of these world leaders, the babies, the unborn babies, are the victims of their own fathers' foreign policy. Everybody suffers. No one can use nuclear weapons without nuking themselves.
Then why? What could they possibly gain from it than their own destruction?
Well, they don't even care. It's like Madeleine Albright said when I've forgotten who the reporter was who asked her if there was something wrong about killing so many Iraqi children with depleted uranium and sanctions and everything. Leslie Stahl asked Madeleine Albright that, and she said, "Well, we think it's worth it." But they think it's worth it to kill their own children. So it's insanity. This isn't how normal, mentally healthy people think.
Okay, we're going to hold it right there. We come back from the break. We're going to ask Lorraine what she knows about uranium warfare going on outside the coast of the United States. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side of the breaks.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Think you're safe and secure in your own home? Think your water is safe? Think again. Our special guest this evening is Lorraine Murray. Lorraine, I know that you know, I'm assuming you know Rosalind Peterson.
Oh, yes, she's excellent.
Yes, she is. We've had her as a guest on our show, and she my email box up with documents straight from the feds, mostly from the military and the Pentagon, which details a series of military war games which are actually just beginning to commence off all three coastlines of the United States, and the depleted uranium that they're going to be putting into the air as well as the phosphorus gas is massive. Are you aware of that?
I am not aware of that, but I totally believe, I mean, I wouldn't believe it if you told me they weren't going to use it, because they are. And the Navy has a history of using depleted uranium offshore. from Southern California, from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, the first depleted uranium weapon system that was tested from the USS Bigelow was anchored at the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard in South San Francisco. You can see Candlestick Park from it. And they went offshore. They went out the Golden Gate and just blasted away offshore into some of the richest fisheries in the world. They also, more recently, that was probably in the 60s or early 70s, more recently, in the last 5 years, the U.S. Navy was shooting depleted uranium from their ships off the coast of Seattle, Washington, and Congressman McDermott and I worked together on the issue, as well as many citizens in the Washington state area, and he was able to stop them. Now, how do you suppose that they found out that the Navy was using DU?
I would guess from dead mammals.
It's always an accident. The military ships ammunition to the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard in Seattle received a shipment, crates of bullets. They happened to be depleted uranium, and the Coast Guard was furious. They said, get this stuff out of here. We're not going to use that. So it went back to the Navy, but also somehow McDermott's office was notified. So he stopped it. He forced the Navy to stop shooting DU into the coastal fisheries, and a lot of them are used by Native Americans who have fishing rights and whaling rights in Washington State. So what did the Navy do, Dave? They just went right straight up to Vancouver, and they started shooting them offshore of British Columbia. So they've certainly been doing it. They completely contaminated the whole Hawaiian Islands with it. They're using it on Guam. Our U.S. military planes that are flying to Kona to drop those big stealth bombers are flying from Guam to the Pohakaloa testing grounds, the bombing and gunnery ranges they've been using for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole population of Kona, I mean, Oprah Winfrey and all kinds of Charles Schwab, all kinds of very wealthy people live there. When I was there, there were 70 executive private jets sitting at the Kona airport. So there's a lot of dough there, and all those people are being exposed to uranium.
Amazing. We got to hold it right there, Lorraine, because we're rushing quickly into our break. When we come back after the top of the hour break, we're going to delve deeper into this, and you're not going to believe what you're going to hear on the other side. Stay tuned, everybody.